I'm going to do this entire show with a British accent. I hope no one minds.
Hello!
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 Hello, freshen your drink, Governor.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me today, I have Sharpie, Steve, Chris, and Lauren. Welcome, guys.
Hello.
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 Howdy, Lisa.
You know, Chris, I was expecting an hello.
Hello, Governor.
Yes.
Sorry.
She's been all British tonight, or whatever you want to call that.
I enjoy giving our cats British accents.
Do you really?
I do. It's fun.
I don't think you should be telling people that.
I saw the YouTube. Yeah, I saw the YouTube video, Sharpie.
I missed that. I'll have to check it out.
There is no YouTube video.
I think it's interesting that, you know, I keep forgetting that Sharpie's actually a cat person, too.
Yeah, we love our kitties. Mm-hmm.
I just got a good card game.
Oh, my gosh.
Smash the kittens.
Exploding kittens.
Exploding kittens.
Mm-hmm. Dear God.
It was awesome. It arrived in a box that had exploding kittens written on all over the outside. And then Lisa's like, what is this?
I'm sure the mailman loved that.
It was awesome.
Yeah. His wife loved that.
The best part is when you open the box, it meows.
Oh, that's awesome.
Does it really?
It does.
It did.
Like it.
It was awesome.
Yeah, but Steve broke that.
No, it does. It
broke the meower?
No, it has to be light. It has a light sensor. Activated. Yeah, it was dark.
Uh-huh.
So, yes.
Have you played it yet?
I haven't yet. It's a card game. We'll have to play. There's an adult version of it, too. I haven't opened that one yet.
Yeah, it had some kind of warning. It was the
NSWF something. I don't know.
Not safe for work.
Ah, yeah. That's what. Thank you.
Gee whiz. I was like... And you work in computers.
I don't know what that was. But there's a little cat on the front and his little private parts are blurred out.
Yeah, that was a little disturbing.
Let's not be disingenuous here, Lisa. I just sat through a very smutty movie with you over the weekend and you were not blushing. So I'm pretty sure that cat parts, you know, naughty parts blurred out is pretty tame compared to...
Yeah, some of those naughty parts were not blurred out.
In the vacation movie, yes. I got to go see that with Steve and Lisa. And yeah, I was so delicate. It was a little much for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Okay.
Exactly.
All right. So on today's show, we're going to do some news snippets. And I think we've got a listener question to go over. So we're going to start off with none other than Madam Wong.
Hello.
Say it right.
Okay. Madam Wong.
Hello, Governor.
There you go.
All right. So I have exciting news. And if you heard my review a few months ago on Mouse Chat where I went to be our guest for breakfast, I was very excited about it because it was a pretty good deal. It was a quick service credit and the food was awesome. But they were doing this trial period and, you know, they extended it through the summer and then they extended it through the fall, like I guess October. But now they're saying it's permanent. So as of right now, you can get reservations at 180 days out, just like you would for a table service meal. And I believe they're serving from 8 o'clock until 10:30. It's a pretty good deal.
Because let's just be honest. They could serve crap on a stick inside that restaurant, and people would still clamor for reservations at 180 days. Let's just be honest.
Yes, they probably could.
No, but... Actually, they actually serve decent food, if I remember correct, right?
No, it's crap on a stick.
Oh. It is not.
It's actually really good food, Steve. You have, for adults, you have about 6 different entrees. And then in addition to that, and you know, the entrees are, they're more higher. They're not like eggs and toast kind of deal. You know, it's like, you know, an open-faced bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwich and with a thing of fruit. Or, you know, there's one thing that I would suggest everyone avoid, which is the fried croissant donut, like a cronut or whatever, stuffed with a bunch of banana pudding or something. It's disgusting. Don't get that. But then in addition to that, they put all kinds of pastries out at your table. So in theory, if you have like kind of a light appetite, you know, an adult could maybe split a breakfast. It's a pretty big amount of food. So.
Yeah, but it's... seems like they're charging a flat rate per person.
It is a flat rate per person. Oh, you know what? So I guess you couldn't bring like your...
You probably can't split.
No, you're probably right. That's too bad because it is quite a lot when you add the pastries and everything on top of that. But I guess that makes sense. You couldn't do that. But it was really good. And we're going to go there in October. And so we'll let all of y'all know.
I'm excited.
I will go anywhere there are croissants. Even if they're not like the kind we had in France.
Oh, those were the best.
They're really good.
We just bought some at the grocery store because Brooke has an infatuation with croissants. And they are so lame.
I know. There's some decent bakeries, you know, that you can get them from. But they're not, they're just not the same. Sad. Although after seeing all that butter they put in them, maybe that's good.
So what's the difference between a true French croissant and one, I'm not saying a cheap croissant, but a normal croissant that you would find at like a reasonably upscale bakery here in the States? What's the difference?
There's probably a couple differences, but they're probably not major. One of them is going to be the butter fat content and the butter. Their butter has a much higher fat content. And so, like, when you buy European-style butter, you taste the difference. And that's the kind of butter they use at table service restaurants at Disney. They use that European-style. And so they would be using that in their croissants as opposed to maybe in America they're not using that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Probably not using it at grocery store croissants.
Remember we saw them making those croissants at that one – when we looked in the window in Paris at that one bakery.
So they're super flaky because they just keep rolling them over and over and over again and getting those pockets where the butter fat is.
Just keeps making layers.
Yeah. That was awesome, Steve, watching that. We were just all standing – me, Steve, and Lisa. We're just all standing out by the bakery watching them. The guy inside was like, "You stupid American, please go away so I can have my cigarette while I make these croissants."
Yeah, they're nice and fluffy and crisp. And then you get a croissant here or at Disney World or something, and it's like the humidity has just turned them into mush.
Yeah.
You know what I
mean? Did I offend the French people? Because I'm going for like...
Yeah, you did. Okay. And I'm going to leave that one in. We offended a bunch of people last week, and I edited them all out for you, Chris.
Oh.
So everybody will still like Chris because
you were even kind of sassy about it. You were like, "Heh."
I was like, I just spent 15 minutes editing. I edited like 10 minutes of Chris.
He wasn't happy.
Yes.
Whatever. Mm. You know, I'm like a person with my feelings on my sleeve. I can't help it. I just say.
We've never noticed.
Oh. All right.
So I'm going to move on. Disneyland. So there was a big purchase. So Disneyland, about a couple weeks ago or a month ago, said they were going to invest Disney said they're going to invest $1 billion into Disneyland over the next 10 years. And so they had purchased one of the hotels close to the property recently, and now they've purchased some more land pretty close to that. And there's a parking lot. I think it's a Pumbaa parking lot, which maybe they... I assume they already own. It's probably like a cast member parking lot. It's adjacent to that, two big lots. And there's some buildings on there. I'm not sure what they are. But Sharpie and I were talking earlier before the show. His thoughts, what are your thoughts on what you think they might do?
I have read multiple rumors that they are going to tear down Paradise Pier and do a DVC / regular resort. So since you regular resort with some DVC capacity, because I mean, the Villas at the Grand Californian sold out in no time flat. I mean, and they are still commanding almost retail on the resale market with the right type of contract. I mean, one that isn't completely borrowed forward and all that stuff. But yeah, I mean, it's they could really sell a lot of DVC capacity.
Yeah, and I think they're kind of saturated at World, and I'm always wondering what are they going to do at World, because there's so many DVCs. But Disneyland, if they have the property and could start moving things around, that would be perfect. So I'm excited to see that hopefully come. We want to move over to the news over at Tony's Town Square.
So Tony's Town Square, starting back on July 3rd, they opened up more capacity at Tony's Town Square by not separating lunch and dinner. They now have the same menu for both meals, and it in turn has created a more efficient serving process there. So you can not only go to Tony's Town Square and have kind of the same experience for lunch as you would for dinner, but there are also more reservations available. And then there's also walk-up reservations available later on in the evening, because now it's open from 11 a.m. Until the park closes. And something else that's kind of cool about Tony's Town Square is every day when they open at 11, the Dapper Dans come and sing in the lobby there at Tony's Town Square. So that's kind of cool.
That is the only cool thing about Tony's Town Square.
Has anybody eaten there?
Yeah, twice.
A long time ago?
We've never eaten there.
Oh, really? You ate it's there horrible. Recently? I have never eaten there because I've just heard horrible reviews. Is it just bland spaghetti at extreme prices? Okay.
Yeah, they need to do something with the menu there. I've given it several chances. I've given up.
Is it just kind of not great
worse,
food?
To me, I'd rather eat at Olive Garden.
Yes. Mm. It's worse than Olive Garden.
It is. I'd rather eat at Olive Garden.
And you know what else? Your expectations are kind of high because you're excited. You're in the Magic Kingdom. And then it's like, this is terrible. I would rather eat it at Cosmic Rays.
Yeah. Quick service. I would rather quick service. I agree.
Really?
Oh, yeah, because it's table service. So it's insult.
And it's, go ahead, Steve. Sorry.
I was going to say it's a table service. So on top of it not being good, you're paying a lot of money for it not being good.
Well, you know what? Save your money. Go to the Plaza.
And it's hard too, because like Lauren meal. And I, you know, this is one of the places that, and I'm sure Sharpie and Lauren do it, where your client will say, "I want to do this," and you're like, "Oh God, no," you know. But
yeah,
fortunately, a lot of mine don't do it.
To McDonald's.
Where's the magic there, Lauren?
Oh, it's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and here's the thing: there's such limited places to do sit down meals in the Magic Kingdom.
Yes.
Why don't they do something with the menu there? Make it a good Italian restaurant. Charge a little bit more money even.
Were we just having this conversation the other day?
And do something. It has been consistently bad for over 10 years.
Yeah.
And you get to see that at Disney.
It's kind of prime real estate too, because it is.
It is.
You know, and it's got a view of, you know, the parade as it goes by, depending on where you sit. Yep, it's just a nice location. It's just unfortunate. And like you said, there's not really a lot of table service in the Magic Kingdom. So
if Disney redid that restaurant and keep the restaurant exactly the same inside, redo the menu.
Yeah.
Redo the menu and put good food in. It's not like they don't know how to do that.
Do it more of a gourmet experience rather than just kind of
food
service
experience.
Or just a good
experience would be good.
Yeah, you know what? People are fine with sort of American style Italian. They don't need anything really high end.
No, it doesn't need to be like Tutto Italia, where it's more, you know,
authentic and stuff.
Authentic Italian. It can be, you know, just. You can do your. I know they're going for the whole spaghetti and meatballs theme there, but
is it better than Mama Rose's?
I actually like Mama Melrose better.
Mama Melrose. For some reason, I call it.
Yeah,
I like Mama Melrose, and I don't like Mama Melrose, so that says a lot.
Yeah, over at Hollywood Studios, right, is where Mama Melrose.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've eaten there twice, and the service and the wait time. We've just had like two strikeouts over there as well.
Yeah, the service there is very slow.
Yeah.
The food's it might be a tiny step above Olive Garden. And I mean a tiny.
Yeah, for like Italian, you have to go over to Epcot. And then I think you also went to Boardwalk. And I think we might be going to Boardwalk when we go in October to the new restaurant.
Yeah, we're booked there now.
So we'll give you a review on that
one. I like Tutto. I like Via Napoli. I like... the new one. What's the new one's name?
Trattoria. Something.
Off now.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, I like Tutto, but I'm take or leave. What's the other one? Gosh, right across from there at Epcot.
Via Napoli.
Via Napoli.
I like Via Napoli.
I've had good food there. I've had decent food there. Nothing incredible.
Lauren's just sick of me making her eat there. She said the other day, she's like, "We've been there too many times." No, just
I'm like, I'll eat anywhere else in Epcot, but not there.
Yeah.
Now, talking about Epcot, Lauren, the 2015 food and wine details are out for one of the new packages.
Yeah, they have that premium package back that they had last year, and some of the details are out on it. I'm really not sure if I think this is worth it or not. I mean, I guess not to have to stand in line, it might be. But what it entitles you to, it's available Monday through Thursday during each full week that the festival is going on. And the cost is $199 per guest pre-tax. And it includes access to 11 designated premium package areas throughout Epcot. And basically what it offers is a concierge service. So the cast members will go and purchase your items and bring them back to the premium area for you.
Nice.
And that's like during certain times during the day.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Are you also still paying for those items?
Four of them are included in the package.
Four at each stop?
No, four total.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
So, and under those four, Dom Perignon is unfortunately not included. I know. I didn't see that coming.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Well, wait a minute, Chris. Think about it.
No, it gives you more, though. It gives you an amenity bag that includes a bottle of the 20th anniversary celebratory wine, a wine glass, and a festival-themed magic band, which that's got to be worth at least $200-$300 right there. Mm-hmm. And then it also gives you the four booth entitlements. And then it gives you a choice of either a culinary demonstration in the 5 o'clock slot or a beverage seminar during the 2 o'clock slot during the week. So, I mean, it does. I don't know that it's worth $200, though, not to have to stand in line.
Now, Chris, look at this. I'm picturing like some velvet ropes around like a bunch of just unoccupied trash cans where you as a VIP guest can go and stand and put your plate of food on top of the trash can.
That would be awesome because trash can.
Yeah, and if they cover it with like a nice tablecloth.
They cover the trash can with a little table. Because
do you know what?
Yes.
Romantic.
The first day of food and wine. They have two events or one event that's going on twice. And one of the times is when we're there on the 25th of September. It's the first day. There's some sort of rockin' burger bash. Now, first of all, I object on principle to the very stupid name, but apparently it's also $200 per person. And at first I was like, oh, Kevin and I could do that. That would be super fun. And then I looked at the price and I'm like, aha, no. But it's basically the same thing. So it's like a little private thing. You go to these different areas, you get a hamburger that's sort of themed along whatever. And $200. I could spend that at Bull and the Bear.
Yeah, that's the
and buy a new pair of shoes.
Yeah.
Well, and for $200, we could eat around the world for like 5 days.
And look, well, yeah, Chris, just think you're sitting there on your trash can and you're like, hey boy, go get me a slider. And then he runs across.
Well,
and he gets your slider and then he comes running back.
Yeah, no, we're not doing that. It's you know, way too crazy. Much money. Or, you know, go to the Halloween party for, you know, the whole family.
I know, it's ridiculous, the price.
Yeah, it's crazy. So.
I already have a hard enough time going to Food and Wine without getting my own private area to eat my $4
haggis. You're vegetarian haggis.
Being Mouse Chat, they should just give us our own private area.
We should.
Create havoc amongst the people.
I wonder
how much beer we need to give Steve before he starts screaming, do you know who I am?
Yeah.
I was an extra in the vacation film. You can see me. I'm the guy in the striped shirt.
That's right. I'm looking forward. The only reason I started enjoying Food and Wine was when I put like $100 or $200 on a gift card and then I just didn't care about them. Then I could actually buy things and not pull the money out of my wallet every time.
That's the key to enjoying Food and Wine is forgetting what the prices are, because you have to remember that if you're not going to do a sit down dinner meal, you're just going to kind of eat from place to place. Then yeah.
I get a little stressed about it. I'm actually thinking about doing the dining plan when I go in October, just so I can use snack credits so I don't stress out about it.
Hmm. You could do that. Oh, yeah, that's true, because you can use a snack credit for food and wine at the different booths.
That's true. Plus, you're going to Ohana, which is expensive.
Yeah.
So
So I'm toying with it.
Yeah. It's really ridiculously expensive because like I said, I was trying to figure out something for Kevin and I to do. At first I was like, we'll go to Epcot. We'll do this something. And then I was like, well, we could just go to Epcot. And then I thought, you know what? We'll spend $80 to $100 just on the two of us trying to eat dinner, or we could go to a nice dinner, you know? So it's a lot of money. And I know one time we did that. We, you know, got a sitter for the kids and he and I went, we just ate around the world and we were like, wow, we could have gone out to a really nice dinner for what we just spent.
Oh, yeah. Easily.
It's
and,
a good
and
thing
not
to
had
do.
To walk and eat on an 8 hand.
You weren't eating chicken on a stick.
Oh gosh.
Yeah. I mean, I think most mothers can identify with this. My kids are, you know, 12, 8, and 8. And I still spend most of dinner time standing up, running back and forth between the kitchen and the table. So I love to go out to dinner. I don't necessarily want to stand up and eat at Epcot if I'm paying, you know?
Yeah.
I do that enough.
It's,
the only
it's
good
thing
about
for a
that
group.
Is you are walking off the food as you're eating it.
True. That is valid, but it's so stinking hot out. You're sweating. And
oh, that's true, too.
You know, it's like, it's not that comfortable.
Yeah. I mean, we enjoy it because we all go as a group and we get to walk around and talk and try the different food and just experience. So that's why I think it works good in that way. So Chris, Disney dining plan, there's some rumors that there's a substitution you can do. And if it's true, it sounds like it's pretty cool.
So this is one of those examples of Disney finally acquiescing to what everyone's already been doing. The first one is, now you can share your dining credits with someone who aren't on your reservation. So say, for example, you know, you have friends and you meet up with them and they're not on your dining plan, but you've been hoarding your credits and not letting the children eat off the adult menu. Not that I've ever done that. And then you paid for your friend's meal with the credits. Technically, Disney is not supposed to do that. They're supposed to be all on the same plan. But now you can do that. So I could meet Chris Sharps and I could be like, hey, Sharpie, my kid's eating a banana. Would you like a free meal? And they would be okay with that.
Yeah.
The other thing is that also at table service meal, and we're just talking about table service right now. With table service meals, you can go ahead and substitute any beverage or dessert. No, I'm sorry. It's your dessert. You can substitute your dessert for a side salad, soup, or a fruit plate.
Love this.
Yeah, that's great because you don't always feel like a dessert. Well, I do, but not everyone does. So, and it's especially nice for people who are maybe on a diet or maybe they're like diabetic or something, or maybe they're one of those paleo people or whatever. You know, I'm trying to insult paleo followers tonight. That's I'm gunning for them.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, I don't either. It's people who
you,
I
you
think
might have also heard know. It called paleo.
Whatever. Paleo. You know what? This is America. Speak English.
You know, like a paleontologist.
Oh. I have no idea. You know what? That was on the other side of my campus. I never stepped on the science side of campus.
Uh-huh.
Whatever. Paleo. Paleo. You know what? Where I come from, it's paleo.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, whatever.
Different dialects. It all comes out the same.
You know what? Seriously, though. I mean, it's kind of a nice option.
Okay.
Yo,
and then we're moving over to Halloween's coming up. And there's a Disney Cruise Line Halloween cruise that has some cool little things added to it. We had done a Halloween cruise when they first started doing these. And we were on one of the smaller ships, so it wasn't quite elaborate. But I think they finally got it together now where they have some fun stuff going on.
Yeah, some of the things they're doing during the months of September and October are they've got some features. And, of course, you're going to have your costume-type parties, your masquerade balls, where you dress up. They've got it for families where everyone gets to dress up. And that's the Mickey Mouse-carade party. And they'll have candy and stuff for everyone for your sweet tooth. And then they have an adult version where it's in the nightclubs. And so the nightclubs, everyone can go dressed up and have some fun. There's contests and dance parties and things like that. They also have this pumpkin tree. And this is in, I think it's in the main lobby. It's by the in on the different ships, you've got the big grand staircase that goes down to the main restaurant, and that's where you're going to find it in the main lobby. And the pumpkin tree is covered in jack-o'-lanterns, which is kind of cool. Looks kind of scary, spooky, awesome. What else are they doing? They're doing, oh, kind of like they used to do the, what is that? Let's do the Time Warp. What is that?
Oh, that movie?
Yeah.
Like the,
what is that called?
What's that stupid movie that everyone goes to?
Little Shop of Horrors.
Yes.
No, it's not Little Shop of Horrors.
Everybody's screaming at the podcast.
Yeah, Rocky Horror. Yes.
Rocky, okay.
Good job, old people.
No talking plant.
And you have
okay.
to spray everybody.
Yeah. So anyway, they have their own little version of that where it's kind of a sing-along. It's not necessarily where you're going to throw food or anything. But it's A Nightmare Before Christmas, and they're going to show the movie, and then they're also going to have a meet and greet with Jack and Sally afterward. So they'll have that. And let's see. This one I like. It's Haunted Stories of the Seas. And this is going to be out on the main pool deck where they have the big screen TV, the big, huge TV. And they're going to have, I don't know, this old captain, you know, old guy. And he's just going to tell some haunted tales of the sea and just kind of a spooky little fun time.
Yeah, you can tell we're not reading the Disney marketing copy. There's going to be an old guy telling tales.
No, he's like one of those old sailor dudes with the white beard and the sailor cap.
Dude. There you go. He just got done doing SpongeBob cartoons.
Exactly. He's like
that
guy.
That's exactly the image I had in my head.
That's him.
He'll lead you in some of the best sea chanties.
Yeah. Yes. Except
Sharpie will be there doing it.
Well, you know what it'll be? It'll be the old guy from SpongeBob, and then the voice coming out of the human mouth is going to be Sharpie's.
Okay.
So you would bring... There are like costume parties and stuff?
There are costume parties. And honestly, you could bring more than one because we've done this and it's not just one specific night that people dress up, especially in Disney costumes, but they dress up in those all the time. But dress up every night. Why not?
So I could go as a paleontologist?
You could.
That would be perfect, Chris.
Bring your paintbrush and your shovel and you'd be good.
You could go as a paleontologist.
Whatever.
Oh, yes.
I think we should start calling it Palos instead of Palos.
Whatever. Stop.
I think that would work.
Palo reservations.
I'd like reservations for Palos.
How was I supposed to know? Do I seem like a person who wants to go on a paleo diet? No, I do not.
Okay.
It's crazy.
All right. So anyway, there's all kinds of fun stuff to be had. And it seems like they're getting better at this, at the Halloween-themed cruises, because we didn't have such a wonderful experience on our Halloween cruise. It wasn't as exciting as we had hoped. It was, if you have listened to past shows, it wasn't that great.
I don't remember it not being good.
No, what happened was the girls, they ended up, the room steward came by, and this was their version of trick-or-treating. The room steward came by and gave each girl a bag of candy, and it had, I think they counted like 18 or something pieces of candy in the bag. And they were just not so yummy candies.
Hmm.
So it wasn't. And then they had the costume parade where they just, you know, the stage by the pool, they just had everyone line up and they would go across the camera and they'd show up on that big screen. And that was the costume parade. Was
interesting.
It was less than special.
Disney oftentimes has trouble with Halloween. They don't want to go spooky, creepy, scary, but they want to keep it fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I think it's tough because a lot of people don't celebrate Halloween. And you know, a lot of people listening are probably like, what is she talking about? I actually have clients who have said, you know, can you please help me work out a trip plan so that we're not in the Magic Kingdom on the day of the Halloween party. That's not something we celebrate. The kids don't need to be around it. So, you know, I think they have a very tough line to straddle and they do a pretty good job, but still.
Well, a lot of people are offended by the spooky and the scary and the whole
slutty.
Well, I was going to say the spooky part, but then a lot of people have a problem with the slutty part. You're right.
Yeah. Well, that was what my one client didn't care for.
Yeah. And let's just face it. A lot of the costumes these days are nothing but trash. I mean, you wouldn't wear it to a Halloween party with kids, let alone wear it to a Halloween party where you may be seen by kids on the way there. There's some stuff. It just doesn't need to be out there. It's not.
Say that if you think the cast members aren't talking about you behind your back when you go to Magic Kingdom in your naughty Alice in Wonderland costume with your kids, think again, because I have friends who work in the Magic Kingdom and they will say it's a riot. So, I mean, put some clothes on.
Yeah, it's kind of hard when you're not a super bombshell and you're trying to find a pirate costume just for any of their Disney cruises, and everything is upper thigh length in skirts and down to your belly button for the top and off the shoulder and just...
That's what I'm wearing right now.
Well,
I wore that yesterday.
Stop
trying to dress like me.
I'm sorry.
Ladies.
I can't control myself.
All right, Steve, we're going to move to you. You have...
The tip of the week.
Tip of the week.
So this week's tip is also related to Halloween and the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. If you're going to go to the party, the ticket says 7 p.m. for the entrance time. But if you tell them you're with Mouse Chat, they'll let you in at 4.
You're so full of it. They're going to say who?
Just
Mouse who?
Yeah.
Mice Chat? Aren't you guys out in L.A.?
No, if you say that, they won't let you in the park at all.
That all the time.
They'll be like, yes. So, yes, if you show up at 4 o'clock, you can actually get in to the party.
Say Mouse Chat sent you.
So, yes. So, they'll let you in at 4. You can ride some rides, and then officially the party starts at 7, but you get the 3 extra hours. So, try to get there as early as you can and enjoy the extra time.
And make sure you wear a costume that's fabulous, but doesn't make you look like a hooker.
That's right. That's next week's tip of the week. You just blew it for everybody, Chris. But yeah.
I'm ruining it. No one's going to like me after this. I've already alienated French people and hookers.
And people on paleo diets.
What about French hookers?
Yes.
Particularly French hookers on paleo diets.
My fiance and I are huge Mouse Chat fans. My dad turned us on to your podcast. Thank you. And we love them. Thank you. My fiance Jonathan and I are getting married on August 1st. Oops. And we are going to Disney for our honeymoon August 4th through August 11th. We are super excited and cannot wait to be there. My fiance has been a lot and I've been there 3 times. It truly is the most magical place on earth. We were wondering if you could answer some questions for us. What are some things to suggest to do while we are there? I know you did a honeymoon podcast a while ago, so I'm wondering if you can recommend some newer things. What are some great restaurants? I'm a huge Belle fan, so we have reservations for Be Our Guest, and she basically has all the awesome restaurants down there. Just wondering if any are not good and we should possibly change. How about this? So go ahead and start. Okay. So she's got a series of questions, and I think what we should do is try to answer them as we go. So the first one is, what are some things that you suggest honeymooners do? I know that you did another list a while back, but do you have anything new to add?
You know, you can do different things that are fun. Go up to that Italian little balcony and watch illuminations.
So what I would do, and this also ties in, I think, to the second question, which was restaurants. And I've said this before, but if you can go to the Grand Floridian, you have the combination of going to a nice resort, you get dressed up, you can walk around the lobby, listen to the music, go to Meisner's Lounge and have a cocktail, and then eat at pretty much any of the restaurants over there. So you could...
Except not 1900
Yeah,
Park
so you could do, if you want the high end, you could do Victoria and Albert's and get a reservation for that, and that's one of the few 5-star... dining restaurants around, and it's amazing. Or you can do Narcoozie's out by the water.
Love
that. What's the other one? Citricose, or is it?
Citricose.
I like Citricose better than Narcoozie's.
Yeah, or Citricose is very nice. Any of those restaurants, and then you can walk on the beach.
I think Narcoochee's view is a little bit more romantic.
Yeah.
It is.
Okay, I'll give you that. But I like the food at Citricose a lot better.
Citricose is more romantic inside, too, because Narcoochee's inside looks like a Cheesecake Factory. No.
Oh,
even,
no, it doesn't.
It's like a Denny's.
It's a little less...
It's very plain.
Enticing inside.
It's an octagonal building right on the water.
You've obviously never sat and held my hand there, Chris. I could make
it. You know, it wasn't romantic for me when we were there together.
Well,
you know what? We were across the table. No, it was my husband was across the table.
And you can watch the fireworks from there. It's one of the few places that people forget that you can watch fireworks from, and they have the music for the fireworks, and it's right on the water. And if you don't eat there, you can just go out on the beach and watch the fireworks or the water pageant as well. So there's a lot to make it a full evening, and then the price point could be very low by just going to Meisner's Lounge or all the way up to having a dinner at Victoria and Albert. So it's, you know, anywhere from fairly affordable to whatever you want to spend.
I'm sorry, but you can also do something like have like a glass slipper delivered. You know, it doesn't have to be an engagement. Like they have things you can have delivered to the table, like a celebratory cake.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I've got a good one.
You know, there's things like that you can do as well.
I have a good one, and it's not even mine. It's Sharpie's, because last time they were there, Sharpie and his wife, Jessie, had a couple's massage.
It was quite nice.
Yes.
Spa to Grand Floridian is very nice.
Yeah. And then I don't know about the Swan. I know they do have some nice restaurants over there, and we have not.
Well, they have a reservation at Shula's, which is over that way.
It's supposed to be good, but I've never actually eaten there.
Yeah, Shula's actually gets great reviews. I would love to go. They have a reservation at Rose and Crown. Love it. Not everybody does. Beaches and Cream also is on their list.
That's
and they've
fun.
Got Paradiso 37. Not a fan.
I still haven't eaten there. So I'll have to try that one as well. But the only thing I didn't like about the Swan, just from walk, because we were walked through there when there was a convention group going on, and we looked at some of the menus, and it seemed like all the prices were on those menus were tailored towards business people with large per diems, with lots of money to spend. So they had raised all those prices way up high.
That's rotten.
Well, that's it was basically a business convention hotel where everything was priced as if you had a $80 a day per diem to spend, or you have clients that you're going to entertain and you want to drop a lot of money on an impressive meal. So I don't know if the food equals that price versus maybe going to Yachtsman Steakhouse or Bull and the Bear or some of these other.
Really
nice restaurants.
I just think that if you can get into a cab and go over to the Bull and the Bear, which is in, is it the Ritz-Carlton? No, it's not Ritz-Carlton.
Waldorf Astoria?
Waldorf. That is, like, to me, the top. Like, if you want a romantic restaurant, that's the way to go. It's very romantic. It's so romantic.
Because, I mean, even at a lot of your signature restaurants, there are still going to be quite a few kids around.
So, yes.
I mean, if your idea of a romantic dinner doesn't involve mom and dad arguing over who should take the kid out this time, then you're probably going to need to look a little hard to find a restaurant.
Citrico's, what is it called now? It used to be called Bistro de Paris or whatever. Now it's called,
Monsieur Paul.
Yes, thank you. That's a good one. Not a lot of kids there. The kids menu's not good. You're pretty safe there. Maybe even Gico. Do you think Gico would be good?
We haven't been there.
I know, but I think Sharpie's been there, right?
No, we've been to Boma, but we haven't been to Gico. We're actually likely going to, I think we actually have a reservation for Gico in October.
Oh, good. You can review it for all of us then.
Wait, why is he going without us?
Because it's romantic.
So romantic.
It's so romantic.
All right.
Do you really want us sitting there, Sharpie and Jesse holding hands and us going, look at them. Okay. All right. Let's see what else he's asking.
So sweet.
It's so sweet. All right. One other thing she's asking is, we have park hoppers for 5 days with a water park. Does that mean that on any day we can go to the water park and nothing else, and it won't use a park hopper day? Yeah, that's actually what it means. So you're basically going to get 5 entrances to the water park and 5 entrances to Disney parks. the regular four parks, if that makes sense. We have heard that you get bride and groom pins when you check in and special treatment. True or false?
I'd say false.
Well, it depends. I mean, you get the pins when you check in.
That's your basic. Yeah. Is that your basic pin?
Their celebration pin.
Yeah, you get a celebration pin where they write.
Right.
Yes.
Well, and I mean, here's the thing. It really depends on the cast member. You know, if you wear one of those happy birthday pins or just married pins, you know, there are cast members who will go, hey, congrats, or they'll bring you out a cupcake or something, or they'll do something sweet, you know, with a dessert. They'll write, you know, congratulations and chocolate on the plate or something. But in general, I think it's probably best to go into these situations not expecting anything. You know, for every story we've heard of someone checking in at Pop for their honeymoon and getting an upgrade to something a little better, you know, we've heard many, many more where nothing has happened. So that's your
Yeah, you should never the thought of an upgrade at Disney should never even cross your mind.
Yeah.
Because it happens, but it is very sporadic and
yes,
there's no real predictor.
No, there's no predictor because one of our agents, he went down there with his partner for they were down there for 4 days and they were checking into a regular room at Boardwalk and got upgraded to the Steeplechase suite. Just the two of them. Who would have thought that, right?
Did Sharpie book that for them?
Yeah.
Yeah, was he your client then?
Yep.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
that was before
he's
became
awesome.
An agent.
Yes. So you just never know.
And we saw, and then they invited us over because we happened to
I know.
Be there and we looked
it was
at the
fantastic.
Suite. It was amazing.
It was kind of like the bathroom was a little like 1970s opulent, but it was pretty awesome anyway. I mean, you could fit like six people in that tub, which I'm sure by the end of the weekend, Frank and Robbie had. So, not really. Well, they're kind of, y'all saw that alcohol they brought down? Come on. It's a party. Nice.
Yes, anyway. I don't. And as many times as we've checked in, I don't think I've ever been upgraded. So you just
really
no. Never? We have never. I'm never? So tired of hearing of Sharpie's
never,
upgrades and
we
my
never
you know
been upgraded
everyone's
anywhere.
Upgrades. We have never.
I never get upgraded.
Yeah.
If anything, they downgrade me.
Yes.
My children running around. Oh, I see. You need to be in our special room here at Art of Animation.
We had a club level upgrade once. That was incredible.
I've been upgraded.
Lisa's like, stop it. Just be quiet.
I've been upgraded and moved to. I've even been moved by asking from Pop to Art.
Yeah, you ask all the time, which is gutsy.
Well, that's the thing. You should always ask.
And then they moved me to Art into a Little Mermaid. I'm like, any chance of getting a suite? And I got put in a suite.
Nice. Yeah, you really have to. I wouldn't be shy. If you just ask, it'd be nice.
What's the worst that happens?
Yeah.
They say no.
And most of the time, they don't have anything in availability, so it's not like they don't want to. They don't look at you and go, I don't think we're going to let you in the nightclub.
Yeah, we didn't have much luck at the Disneyland 60th getting an upgrade.
No.
They were jam-packed.
They were packed. You know what, though? Here's the thing. I find that it's always even really good when somebody right in front of you is really nasty. And then you get up there and you're so nice to them. And then they're like, you're like, oh,
yeah,
you
that's
get to get an upgrade. And they're like, boy, you're nice. I'll give you an upgrade.
That's good. So we should just pretend we're checking in front of you and then scream at them for like 30 minutes about how they lost our reservation. And then you can come behind us.
The reservation that doesn't exist under
yes.
Engelbert. Yeah.
That's a good plan. I like that.
Well, from here, I'm going to go ahead and grab the show and wrap it up. I would like to thank PixieVacations.com for sponsoring the podcast. Don't forget to contact one of your Pixie agents over here at MouseChat. You've got Sharpie, Chris, and Lauren. And if you like our shows, you can go to iTunes or MouseChat.net and download them there.
Thanks for joining us.
No, I forgot something. Oh, if you have comments or questions for us, please send those to us at comments@MouseChat.net. And now, thank you for joining us, and please join us again next time on Mouse Chat.